Chapter 7. The Arctic Guesthouse. Everything below me is white because it is covered with thick snow. There is nothing made by humans anywhere in this land except for the shadow of an aeroplane. And I am on that aeroplane with my nose pressed to the window looking down. I check my hand. Flora, it says. Be brave. It is good to get a window seat on a plane because you always know where you are. I write that down in my notebook and it becomes my second rule for life. We are almost in Spitsbergen, the biggest of a group of islands known as Svalbard. Drake is there, and soon I will be too. I am doing the bravest thing of my life. I have been reading my notes on the journey, so right now I know what I am doing. I look at the ticket that got me onto this plane. It says that today is Sunday. Mum and Dad were supposed to come back yesterday. I'm sure that I waited longer for them than that. Perhaps I panicked and got confused about the time. Maybe I was too quick to go to the police station yesterday. I will be in Spitsbergen very soon. I have done it, but I don't know how. I am amazed at myself. My notes tell me that I went to an airport in London, then I flew to a place called Oslo in Norway. In Oslo Airport, I bought a bright red lipstick. I will wear it when I'm in Svalbard, because that is the kind of thing that a girl with a boyfriend does. I changed all of the money from the box on the kitchen table into the right kind of money for Norway. I also have my dad's credit card. After Oslo, we landed in a place called Tromsø, and that was confusing. I stood in a line of people, went into the airport, then back outside and onto this plane. This is the plane that will take me to Drake, and I am nearly there. Drake is right. I can do anything. All of the people on this plane look like they are going to the Arctic. None of them is wearing a dress. None of them has a large fur coat with them. None of them is on a secret journey to meet the love of their life. The plane gets lower in the sky, and everyone prepares to land in Spitsbergen. I look out of the window again. Drake is down there somewhere, and I'm coming from the sky to find him. This is a beautiful land. It could be a land in storybooks. There is snow falling from the sky, landing on my hair and my fur coat. There are mountains all around me, covered in snow. The airport bus just brought me to the small town of Longyearbyen, and I'm standing on the edge of it. I take a pen and write on my hand, I am in Svalbard. Someone is walking up the road towards me through the thick snow. I see that it is a man and he is wearing a big thick coat like everyone here and heavy snow boots. He could be Drake. He could actually be Drake. Perhaps I told him that I'm coming. He has come to find me. I smile and my smile turns into a laugh. I start to walk towards him and then I run. I will run into his arms. This is a wonderful end to my journey. I did a brave thing, and it worked. I must always be brave. This is definitely one of my rules for life. I get very close to the man before I realize that he is not Drake. I look at the man's face. He has red cheeks and light blue eyes. He is not even wearing glasses. Sorry, I say to him. I thought you were someone I know. That's okay, he says. Have you just arrived? Are you staying here? I look towards the low building in front of us. Yes, I answer. My notes tell me that I'm going to stay here. I hope that I'm right. Welcome to the Arctic Guest House, he says. Follow me. I follow him inside the guest house. He sits down and takes off his snow boots. I quickly kick off my horrible old running shoes. The building is warm and comfortable on the inside, boxy on the outside. The man walks behind a desk and smiles at me. Are you Miss Banks? He asks. Yes, I reply. I am amazing. I can make things happen. I booked this guest house by myself. He hands me my room key across the desk. You have booked for 5 nights, he says. Could I have your credit card, please? I pass it to him. I might not stay for 5 nights, I tell him. I'm here to meet my boyfriend, so I might stay with him. But I will pay for 5 nights, of course. Drake is my boyfriend. I kissed him on the beach. Is your boyfriend studying at the university here? He asks me. Yes, I say. Do you know him? His name is Drake Andreasen. No, I don't think I do, says the man. He didn't come to the airport to meet you? He doesn't know that I'm coming, I tell him. The man nods and looks at me. Longyearbyen is very safe, he says. But if you have any problems, just tell us and we can help. Remember not to leave town alone, because there are polar bears here. Always be somewhere with buildings. He tells me where to go to find my bedroom, which is bedroom number 5. I don't write a big 5 on my arm because I want him to think that I'm normal. Good luck, he says. Breakfast is here at 7:30 a.m. This might be the first time that I have ever slept in a room that is not my pink bedroom in Penzance. That room is safe, and I miss it. This room is strange. There is a snowy mountain outside my window. I have managed to get myself to the Arctic, but I don't know what time it is. My phone says that it is 12:30, but I can't believe that. It should be dark, but the sun is still out. The words midnight sun come into my mind. Perhaps I am looking at the midnight sun. That is very exciting. There is a text from Mum on my phone. Is all okay in Penzance? I tried to call the house phone, but there was no answer. We are trying to get home tomorrow. Kiss, kiss, kiss. I reply, yes, fine, thanks. Hope you are all okay. Kiss, kiss, kiss. After I've sent it, I worried that it sounded strange. However, I am strange, so that text probably sounded normal for me. Mum texts back immediately. Have you taken your pills? Yes, I tell her. I look around, but I can't see any pills. I decide to find Drake first and worry about that later. I close the heavy curtains in my room. Light still comes in around the edges, but it is dark enough. I get into bed, and soon my eyes are closing.